Where did you hear the thing?
Hello?
Is this Jenny?
This is.
Jenny, this is Randy.
Hi.
I wanted to give you a call.
Yeah.
Because I feel that we have...
a problem.
A misunderstanding.
What did you say on the radio?
Okay, I'm going to tell you what I said. I said, Jenny has some good speed.
No, but people tell me they heard on the radio.
What did they say?
They said that you said my name, including my real name, and they said you said that I had bad drugs.
Oh, I didn't say anything about reflecting on the quality of them at all.
Well, that's not what people tell me. I haven't talked to Meltzer yet to find out what he thought you said either.
Well...
Did anybody tape it so we could figure out what you did say?
Well,
why did you say anything? I don't need more traffic. I've got enough people running around here, and I don't need it on the radio.
Yeah, but Jenny, I don't think anyone really listened except for the few people that were friends of ours that were involved in...
Well,
that, like, wall of voodoo. I don't think I have talked to maybe, literally, like, not more than five people
mm-hmm.
who actually heard the thing.
Well, why did you have to say it?
I'm sorry that you take it so seriously,
yes.
but I really think, Jenny, that if you look at it just for a moment, objectively...
I have, and I've talked to a lot of people, too, who
that
are,
you're
like,
not,
shocked.
That you're not, that you're more... jeopardized by your own calling attention to yourself about it than you are by the very fact itself.
Well, Randy, I've talked to other people have alarmed me. They've said, aren't you upset about it? I mean, there are people who were blown away by it, who got more upset
yeah,
about it
there's
than
people
me.
That, there's people that are self-important.
There's no excuse, period.
Because, see,
there's no excuse. You never advertise when somebody's doing something illegally over the radio. You
yeah,
don't get someone's
Jenny,
name,
no
phone number, and kind of business.
Nothing is going to come of this.
Well, I certainly hope not.
Nothing will.
Well, you just better not ever do it again, and you better just think about it twice. It's not the kind of thing people like advertised.
Well, I wasn't calling not to be conciliatory. You know, I wasn't
conciliatory,
calling...
Conciliatory, what does that mean?
To offer you some sort of apology.
There is no apology that could be offered. The damage is done. And I do consider that damaging.
I don't think it was is damaging in the least.
It's my business to my tail.
It's very funny, really.
Ah ha 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 ha! It's real funny that Flipside says that Jenny Lenz is selling blank 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 to punk stars at rock prices, and it's very funny that No Magazine, no, Youth Party is the one that says Jenny Optics is helping everybody go faster. And it's real funny that Black Randy says that Jenny is selling either good or bad drugs on the radio. I don't need that kind of advertisement, thank you. I've got a lot of people coming over here bothering me around the clock that I want to move and I want to get out of Hollywood. And there's only a few people I'm going to give my phone number to and my address. Believe me, I'm going to find a place that's going to be real hard for people to find and real inconvenient. And I'm going to have a big dog barking at the door saying, go away. I would like for once to have a
relax.
Decent night's sleep and have to leave my life in peace. Well, if you had people pounding at your door around the hour, around the clock, and people pounding on your
that's
phone...
That's going to get you popped long before anything that was ever said on the radio.
Well,
Jenny.
It doesn't particularly help to have it over the radio. All you need is one person. To
yeah,
one
I mean,
wrong person
if,
to know.
If you just consider it on an economic basis, the amount of business that I have put your way, that, I mean, I don't have any... if I didn't care for what you were selling...
Well, that's why I was so shocked.
And if I didn't think that it was something that would be, I thought you would take it as an off the wall piece of humor. I really didn't think.
You didn't think.
That you would
That's right. You didn't think.
Take it in the way that you have.
Well, I've taken it the way that everybody else who's heard about it or heard it on the radio took it. They
yeah,
were
but
blown
see,
away.
They were tied into the context of a bunch of other things.
All I've heard from people is that you were putting down a whole lot of people and you put me
right.
down and in with it. Now, I'm not worried about it because everybody who's tried my drugs knows that they're good, but they don't particularly think that it's the kind of thing that should be said over the radio. Whether or not there's 5 or 50 or 3 people listening, that's just besides the point. You just don't run that risk. Well, I don't think there were thousands at a particular time. Thank God
so.
Very few people ever listened to that show.
Yeah. Come on.
But I don't appreciate it at all.
Can you imagine what anything more that I could say to you on the subject?
All I can imagine is that you just keep your mouth shut whenever you're near a radio or press or people that you don't know about me. I don't want my business
okay,
to stand
well,
it.
Okay, well, if you'll drop it and call an end to the entire topic, then I will as well. Okay?
Oh, I don't know if I'm going to drop it.
Oh?
Oh, Because I think that people who are indiscreet should be warned about to other people. I call that a great bit of indiscretion, and I can give you a list of people who will verify that. People who have come up to me who have said that it was a pretty horrible, stupid, thoughtless, cruel, dumb thing to say.
What if I became more thoughtless and cruel?
By doing what?
Who knows?
Well, I don't think you'd even become more so. But I don't have to say it. I mean, there's enough people that know already what you've done. Because like I said, I went to...
Well, it was on the radio. It was hardly a secret.
Yeah, and I went to the dinner at Hong Kong, and I went to the thing at Flash, and people were coming up to me telling me what was going on and what was said. So the word is already out. You know how it's such a small...
I'm horrified, Jenny.
Oh, I'm sure you're horrified. I haven't spread the word as much as other people. I mean, people have come up to me and have told me and have told other people about it. I mean, you're horrified. You're the one who set the ball in motion. It was going on for days before. I didn't even find out till Tuesday. What'd you do it Sunday morning at 3 in the morning or something? That's what I've heard. I mean, you opened your mouth and you're going to have to live with it, you know. I'm too busy in my life right now to even worry about it. I've got an ex-cop friend that I wanted to call and ask him if I should be worried, and I've been too busy to even call him.
Well, it doesn't sound like it's something that really troubles you more than...
Oh, it troubles me, but
me
I just happen to be...
badly.
...that I happen to be very, very busy right now, that I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing about it. I really don't know what I should do. Sitting around and worrying isn't going to help. So I haven't done that. I tend not to worry about things unless I can do something about it, and I don't know what to do about this. The damage is already done. The only thing I wanted to do was just to alert you to the fact that some people don't appreciate free advertisement like that. If you wanted to do it, I would appreciate you asking me, is it okay if I blurb it out? No, it's not okay. People just do not like that kind of thing spread around.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty careful about the people. I mean, there's people among the punk community that know what I'm doing, and I like it just to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
There's certain record company people, magazine people, that I don't want Rolling Stone magazine knowing what I'm doing. I don't want the director of publicity over Atlantic Records knowing what I'm doing. So I kind of stay away from them and hope that my friends and that it's out of their sight and out of their mind.
Mm-hmm.
I like to kind of shock managers when they come up to me and they ask me to, by the way, know where I can get some stuff. I go, yeah, I've got it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they come to town, they know a good source where they can get stuff. We kind of keep it private between ourselves. Unfortunately, it's the kind of thing that some people take wrong. So... among the punk community, it's quite accepted, but that's not... And it's accepted in other people, too, but it's just... You know how weird people are and stuff?
Yeah.
And that's another thing, too, is that there's people out there that don't know me and don't give a hoot about me, and I don't particularly care to be mugged late at night or have them coming over to my house and things, because that's been a problem that some of my friends that I was more worried about getting busted. And they said, we're not worried about getting busted. Somebody coming over here with a knife or a gun that doesn't give a shit about you and just knows that you've got drugs. That's the kind of thing, too.
Well...
just think about it. Just think when you open your mouth next time when you're at a radio or you're among people that just...
Okay,
know.
Okay. Well, I assure you that I won't again.
I would certainly appreciate it.
If nothing else, you know, I
mm-hmm.
assure you that.
Mm-hmm.
So...
okay. Because I have to go because I have a friend over here
yeah.
we were talking
in
about.
In any event, do you want me to call you in the future?
Yeah, because you certainly did business. That's certainly what surprised me. I mean, you and your other friends that you've brought over, you know, are real cool and stuff.
Okay, well, all right then. If we can leave it at that, and I won't call you about it again about this subject.
Mm-hmm.
But and I will not, do anything that's going to jeopardize you in such an enormous way with your personal life.
Yeah, because this.
I mean, I really, I did want to call you about it.
Well, I appreciate calling me about it, because I can't particularly stand what I'm doing sometimes, that I haven't made lifted a finger to move in 2 months, because I've been round the clock trying to raise some money, and I've had some people rip me off, and I've made some mistakes
yeah.
here and there, and I've stayed away from town. I mean, I stayed 20 days out of the last 30 days up till Christmas. I was in San Francisco, because
mm-hmm.
I couldn't stand being in L.A., because of the speed freaks, and I was trying, too, to get some mushrooms so that I could sell something other than speed. I don't particularly like selling that.
It gets to be such a mania.
Plus, it's the sure sign of getting busted and getting put away for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, when I consider that, well, I mean, in my true heart of hearts, when I consider the potential of that happening, you know, I mean, I wouldn't, of course, really want any such thing to happen.
Mm-hmm. That would shock me because, like,
you know,
and I
did it in such a flippant way that I felt the flippantness of it would probably...
Well, why ever inspired you to say it?
Because it was something secret and craven that would make people go, oh my God, he didn't mention that. And they would all laugh.
They weren't laughing.
I guess not. Yeah, that seems to be the impression that I've gathered, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But in any event, I'll let you go and leave it at that.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Okay, so have a good evening, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.